Ready to proceed to argument in the first case, United States versus Abernathy, 07-1636. Mr. Campbell.
Thank you, and good morning. My name is Stanley Campbell, and I am here this morning representing Damone Abernathy. Mr. Abernathy is contending that there was a lack of probable cause and insufficient basis for Officer Woods attempting to stop his vehicle, and that therefore the search of his vehicle and his subsequent statements should have been excluded from evidence.
Well, what probable cause is necessary? Here, even if there wasn't any traffic violation at all, and the police put their sirens on to stop him and he takes off, isn't that probable cause right there?
Judge, it's our contention that the stop has to be justified at its inception.
Not at all. Why would that be?
The case we rely upon is the Finke case. And our position is that when the officer and the government, when their position is that the basis for the stop, the basis for Officer Woods attempting to stop Mr. Abernathy was that he had made a turn and not used two turns, in fact, and had not used the appropriate turn signal.
So maybe that's correct. Maybe he didn't commit any traffic violation, but then he has to stop when the squad car turns on its lights. He can't start to elude them and cause a dangerous situation, a chase.
We would concede that once a police officer turns on his emergency equipment, whether it's lights or siren, that a citizen individual has a responsibility for then pulling over. But our position is that to justify the subsequent search of the car, you have to go back to the reason why the officer was attempting to pull him over. And in our position is that there was not a sufficient basis, and that the testimony of Officer Woods is internally inconsistent. It is inconsistent with his report, with the probable cause affidavit, and with the testimony of fellow officer, Officer Woods.
Is it inconsistent at all on the fact that he took off and led them on a chase, got out of the car, ran? It's not inconsistent on any of those things, is it?
No, that testimony is accurate and correct. There are five inconsistencies that we would like to point out to the court. Three of those have to do with the conflict between Officer Woods' testimony, the ticket that he wrote, his report, and the probable cause affidavit. And those have to do with the location at which Officer Woods says he saw the violations. That was inconsistent. His testimony was inconsistent with what he wrote on the ticket. The other inconsistency had to do with who actually wrote the ticket. Officer Woods says that he wrote the ticket. Officer Royce testified that he was the one that wrote the ticket, and Officer Woods merely signed the ticket. The other conflict is in whether or not...
Is that really important?
It's important.
That minor thing?
It's important to Mr. Abernathy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The other inconsistency is whether he was making a right turn or a left turn. His testimony, his report indicated that he was making right turns. The affidavit of probable cause says that he was making left turns. The other thing that we would point to insofar as Officer Woods' testimony was that he said that he was intending to stop him for the violations of the turn signal. In fact, that couldn't have been true because, as he says in his testimony, he turned off from following Mr. Abernathy and then only by happenstance came upon him again, and this was after the turns had been made. The final inconsistency has to do with what was found in the car. Officer Woods testified that there were two bags that he saw. One bag contained a powdery substance. The other bag contained a chalk-like substance. In fact, there were three bags. None of them contained powdery substance. They were all three chalk-like substance. That's neither here nor there insofar as the drugs are concerned and the drug charge, but we would point to that as an additional piece of evidence that Officer Woods' testimony is inconsistent and is exceedingly improbable and should have been ignored by the trial court. Unless there are any other questions, I don't have anything further to present. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Holler.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court. Your Honor, the District Court did not commit clear error or credit any exceedingly improbable testimony in reaching a thorough conclusion and in denying the motion to suppress. She carefully listened to the testimony, evaluated the credibility of the officers, and resolved the discrepancies that Mr. Campbell has cited here today. We don't think there was any error in her election in the way that she resolved those discrepancies.
Even if there were, it is true, isn't it, that the flight from the police is sufficient to supply justification for the later seizure of the defendant and the discovery of the drugs?
That's correct, Your Honor. That wasn't the ground that this case was litigated on below, but we did point it out in our reply brief, and our answering brief. We believe any ground clearly present in the record can justify the affirmance, and under the Hodari D case, I think that's almost, other than there are people on foot there and someone jumping out of a car here, that case is completely on all fours with this case. Mr. Abernathy did not stop. By the time he was apprehended a few blocks away, if you go back and look through the suppression transcript, he's eventually arrested by a different officer blocks away while Officer Woods is still in the squad car. And it's clear from the video evidence, even if you just threw out all of Officer Woods' testimony and just relied on the video and the testimony of the other officers, that Officer Woods tried to make a traffic stop. The defendant made a bunch of illegal turns, jumped out of his moving car, which hits a utility pole, and starts running. At that point, there's clear probable cause to stop and arrest the defendant, and the car that he was in at the time can be inventory towed, searched, and the drugs located, and his confession obtained. So for all of those reasons, unless the court has further questions, I know you have a lot of cases today, and I would just ask that the judgment be affirmed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything further?
I do not.
No. Mr. Campbell, though, thank you for accepting the appointment and vigorously arguing the case on behalf of your client. Thank you.